Louisiana's 5th Congressional District votes for a new representative on October 19th. The election is to decide who serves the remainder of Rodney Alexander's unexpired term. Vance McAllister is a candidate and joins me to share on his campaign. Vance, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
What is your professional background and why a run for this office?
Born and raised in Westkill Parish. Graduated from Forest High School in 1992. I joined the U.S. Army straight out of high school. Served my tour of duty, came back. Attended college at Northeast Louisiana University. Left college to go off working on the pipeline. While I was working on the pipeline, I created a company that started out with a cutting-edge technology of applying polyurethane foam into the pipeline process. And then I diversified, created several more entities. So with all that said, all the successful business ventures I've done, I decided to get into Congress. Worst business decision I've made when it comes to economics.
Why that decision, Vance? What prompted you to make this run?
I got a couple of calls when I was in Los Angeles meeting with some investors that thought I should really consider getting into this just with my business background, my strong Christian faith, and I thought it was a perfect opportunity for me to do something like this. I actually sought out the advice and spiritual leader, Phil Robertson, who's a close friend of mine, and we talked about it, again, back and forth, good, bad, what should I, shouldn't I? So I took that advice, and I went home and talked to my wife and kids, and it just kind of hit me just all of a sudden like a ton of bricks. That, you know, I can make all the money in the world, and I can leave it for them, but how long will that last? One generation, two generations, whatever, depending on what they do. But I can do something even better for them. Let's try to go to Washington and provide them a better future and more opportunities. And not only does it help my children, it helps your children, everybody else's children.
There's been much discussion over the economy in this election. Vance, what do you support in terms of economic growth?
Obviously, I don't support the Affordable Health Care Act. I think that is going to obviously stranglehold these small businesses. Me being one of them, I mean, I just know the effects that we're seeing from it right now. And we hadn't even got it implemented yet. It's got a fear that we're going to have to punish the employee by reducing hours to try to maintain and keeping the doors open. The wasteful spending. And that's what I tell people. You know, people holler, cuts, 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 cuts. And I agree, there's some cuts that need to be made, but wasteful spending means that it's being spent wastefully. You know, dollars and cents need to make sense, and we're not doing that with this government. And there's little simple things here at home as I travel around this district that I see that we could be doing that we're not doing. What I am seeing is the small grassroots stuff like that we've gotten out of our schools, vocational training, your FFA programs. We're an agricultural district, and every child is not made for college. But we're not giving those children that don't want to go to college a skill set to be able to use to have a productive life in the workforce.
Well, you mentioned education, and you know, from curriculum to charter schools, the future of education is in the midst of transition. Some advocate eliminating the nation's Department of Education. What is your position on that, and what do you support in terms of education?
I definitely think the Department of Education needs to be evaluated. I would be not only a fool but wrong to sit here and tell you that I think something should be totally abolished whenever I would be a brand new congressman and I need to look into it and I need to find out the facts. Now, I am a firm believer that I think the school system should be held and led by the local school systems. And any federal money that's given to the school system should be closely monitored. But the people that live in the area they live know best what needs to be done.
Vance McAllister is a candidate for Louisiana's 5th Congressional District. Vance, thank you for your time.
Thank you.